This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
You're listening to Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu. All My Home is a PropTech marketplace from Singapore, which provides a comprehensive solutions to simplify housing transactions of all kinds. Launched in September 2016, it has successfully served more than 2,500 transactions with a combined value of more than 1 billion Singapore dollars. And it has now arrived here in Malaysia. Also, it was founded by two Malaysians who are sisters.
Hi, I'm Race Wong. I'm the co-founder and COO of Oh My Home.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Wong, CEO of Oh My Home.
Tell me a little bit about yourselves. And I also understand that you're Malaysians and this is like a little bit of a homecoming, but I guess we can start from the beginning. The name Oh My Home and what do you guys do?
That's right. Oh My Home is the first one-stop property transaction platform. It's for the buying and selling of your homes, including rental. We make housing transactions simple, fast, and affordable by leveraging advanced technology capabilities and our team's dedication to providing exceptional services to our customers. So when we started Oh My Home, it was because we understand how important a home is to families and that the journey through that process should be a happy one. Unfortunately, the process of buying, selling, and renting often causes stress within the family. And we know that ourselves because we've been moving from Malaysia to Singapore, you know, to Hong Kong and, you know, in different countries now back to KL. And we realize all of these problems surrounds the lack of transparency, knowledge, the lengthy time it takes and the stress, the high cost involved. So we tapped onto our experiences in the real estate industry and developed Oh My Home to save consumers time, effort and money.
What year was this All My Home started in Singapore? It started in Singapore first,
we
right?
We started in Singapore in September 2016.
Right.
So we're about in our third year now.
Yeah.
In your third year now. And how much has changed in the space? Because how many players were in the prop tech space in 2016? And now, like, you know, if you just do an online search, you get like a plethora of services. And
if you're talking about prop tech, there is actually a lot of companies in prop tech because prop tech has like a wide range of services, including like 3D mapping, construction. But if you're talking about like what we're doing, in fact, we have a very unique model that combines the digital platform and the end-to-end services, which means that on our platform, you can DIY, you can post your property for sale. It's free of charge. If someone contacts you on a platform to say, hey, can I have more pictures? Can I view your unit? It's all free of charge. And we don't charge a service fee for that at all. No success fee. But let's say we know that property is a very expensive transaction. It's a very expensive purchase. So people will need services. If you need agent services, mortgage consultancy, legal services, we're here for you too.
Right. And this is because it's generally, like you mentioned, you know, people would be buying properties that are of a certain value, which is generally very high, you know, 500,000 ringgit and above or so. And it's generally a very time-consuming, lengthy period of going through the whole processes and stuff. So you're digitizing this whole process, you're simplifying this whole process. Now, of course, you know, it's easy to just say these two words, but how exactly does it work then? Like, what are you digitizing? What are you simplifying the whole process?
So we have to best of both worlds model, which is what Race was mentioning regarding the DIY platform and the end-to-end services. So the digital front on the DIY services would be obvious to consumers when they download the app, when they visit the website. You can, as a homeowner, you can post your property for sale or for rent in under 3 minutes.
That means
we take you step by step through your address to number of bedrooms, the price that you're looking to sell or let your property at. All of this under 3 minutes. And when buyers or tenants look for you, you can chat immediately. Now, if you're anxious, you don't want to wait for buyers, we even have a list of active buyers and tenants that you can communicate with. That means you can engage them and say, hey, Jeff, I see that you're looking for a home in this area. Why don't you take a look at mine? I have an open house this Saturday.
Wow. All right. In 2016 is when this Oh My Home started in Singapore. What was the reason that you ventured into doing something like this? Was it like a personal frustration? I know you mentioned about, you know, you travel a lot, you stay in different places a lot, and, you know, you notice that this is kind of like an issue. But was it like, you know, some personal frustration that, you know, decided the two of your sisters, by the way, as well, that, you know, decided to like, we need to do something like this, and then Oh My Home was created? Like, how did this idea spark?
I think before Oh My Home, our company was called Anhill Realtors. And at Anhill Realtors, the forte was in sourcing investment-grade properties for investors. So what that meant was that we help our customers who were investors of between 10 to 50 units of properties trade their properties in 7 countries. So we would, if we see that the Singapore market is not doing well, we will sell Singapore, buy Malaysia, buy Australia. So those were the work that we were doing about 7-8 years ago. And in that process, it was Race who always reminded me that, you know, Rhonda, we're always helping the very well-to-do crowd, but our friends and family who are actually buying a home to live in are not often getting the best help out there. They don't know where to go to. They don't know the steps and procedures because people don't buy and sell every day, you know. So when she mentioned that, then we're like, okay, what do we do? And she's like, let's create an app so everyone can know exactly what to do through our step-by-step guides, through our agent services. So now you can get quality agent services and they never go missing. You don't have to worry about handing your keys to them. So we have all of that that takes care of you, even through your mortgage and legal conveyancing.
And it is very true when you were saying that, is this a personal frustration? I would say that it is also, because we lived in Malaysia, in Singapore, in Hong Kong. Everywhere we go, there's like different people you have to go to. There wasn't any platform. So if you were to go to Hong Kong, you would have to read traditional Chinese, which is very difficult for people who study simplified Chinese, you know. And if a broker tells you that, oh, you got to give me the deposit and da-da-da-da-da, you wouldn't know, should I pay you the deposit or should I pay it to the homeowner? Should the landlord keep my deposit or is it the agent? It differs in every single country.
Yeah.
So I would rather, if I can read it off the website, then I know that, okay, I'm supposed to give half a month of deposit to the agent, then I know I'm doing it right.
So from this personal frustration, you sat down and, you know, you guys decided, okay, let's do something like this and let's try to simplify the process for people. And one way of doing it, let's build an app. I assume that, you know, you probably have like a team of experts now within your company that are, you know, engineers and app developers and stuff. But, you know, starting from ground zero itself, how difficult was this challenge to find someone who would also understand the idea, because that experience on the app has to actually, you know, tally to the consumer and the customer, right?
It was indeed a very uphill battle for us because we haven't created an app before. So what we did was we were very customers and users focused. We were like looking at the problems first and then craft solutions to that. And with that solution, we're looking at how do we navigate this page by page with every tab to get to the solution. And then, you know, after we did the prototype, we went around asking our friends and family, do you understand this? Like, do you understand this? Even up till today, we're still doing that. And then we'll still find that some pages are still not intuitive enough. And that's an ever-going process that we have to constantly make it easier for our user experience.
How much has Oh My Home changed since 3 years ago in terms of just the experience? And yeah, because you talk, this is an ever-changing progression in the space. So how much has actually changed? Like, could you remember the first version or the first few days of Oh My Home?
It changed tremendously. If you're talking about just the tech platform, we have done our we're building our fourth version now. And we have evolved from just a DIY platform where people just list and search on their own into an end-to-end platform. So now you can come to us for documentation, for agent service, for legal service, mortgage. We had tie up with all the banks, and you can even get renovation service with us. Yeah, so it has grown to a full-fledged company.
And it seems like there's so many different layers from the legal side of the property and then from renovation and finding a property and stuff. Yes. How did you build these layers into what is now called Oh My Home, and the challenge that you had as well, finding the right people and trustworthy services and solution providers to be on this app? And what's the business model behind it? Because you talked about your DIY, which is a free-to-use service. So I can, you know, in 3 minutes. Is that right? In 3 minutes, I can go up and download on my home. I can post my property up for rent. And, you know, within 3 minutes or so, it will be up on listing and it's for free. And if someone were to get in touch with me and we discuss about it, and there's no fee that I need to pay for all my home.
So when you posted your unit number, you have to enter that. But after that, when it's live on the platform, your unit number will be hidden for your privacy purpose.
Right.
So only when someone contacts you and you decide to allow this person to view it, and then you'll reveal your unit number. And with a question about how we grew into what we are today, is really an organic growth. So we started out as a DIY platform, and because we're always listening and doing a lot of like market research and getting feedbacks and from our customers, that from that we grew from one service into like multiple services today.
The challenge was always about how can we serve consumers better. And when you come into the transaction space, it's always about speed, price, and customer service. So creating an app, putting a team together is not difficult. It's doing it well that's very difficult. You know, so fast forward, you know, 2.5 years now, we're number one as a DIY platform. We're number one in terms of efficiency of our sale. So if you sell a property through Oh My Home agents, you are always on average faster, at least 2 to 3 times faster than engaging any other freelance agents in the market. So to achieve this, I thought was a very, very difficult part on the ground portion. That means the offline portion, because how do you make sure that your people are performing like non-humans, like superhumans, you know? So any other agencies in the top transaction, top 10 transactions companies all have thousands of agents.
Yeah, in terms of transaction volume.
Oh My Home ranked number 5 in transaction volume with just 20 agents. So the company above us has 3,000 agents. So it's not possible by human time. It's only possible because of technology. And that's the part that Raise takes care of. And when you come to the online portion, the difficult part is how can people understand that you can transact in a simple manner without so much stress and hassle? Because the truth is, it is stressful. You know, buying a property, selling is stressful. And we have to translate that onto an app and make it simple. And that's the part that I think Raise has done very well for Oh My Home.
I'm speaking to Raise Wong and Rhonda Wong of Oh My Home. And in just a moment, we'll find out the secret in how they've been working together really well as sisters, and also their hopes for the market. You're listening to BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Tech Talk, made possible by TM1.
And we're back with me, Jeff Sandu, and my guests for today are two sisters, the founders of Oh My Home, Rhonda Wong and Raise Wong. Now, the both of you here sound extremely passionate, excited, and constantly praising one another. But there's a general saying in business that you should never get into business with a family member. Yet, you seem to be proving otherwise to everyone who believes in that statement. What's your secret here, Raise?
I think we're very thankful to have each other. Because it is true, when you're running a startup, there are so many areas to cover and everything is new. The entire company, our whole team, we are navigating like new territories every single day. And having a runner, someone who is my sister, and I can completely trust her, is, I'm sure you have had that feeling where you feel you're so busy, you wish you have a double.
Yes, right? Yeah.
And that's how I feel. You know, like, I'm so glad I have a body double, and that's Rhonda.
Yeah. Wow, okay. Also, I remember seeing a news recently that I think you raised about 4 million Singapore dollars in a Series A funding somewhere last year in December. And part of, you know, that funds that you raised was to do expansion, and that's why hence you're in Malaysia. And I'm assuming that you're also looking beyond Malaysia, so because this is a global issue, whether, you know, no matter what country you come from, how do you look at, you know, first, when you were looking at Malaysia, you're looking at the homecoming, coming back to Malaysia, what were the factors that you considered in the expansion plan?
Malaysia is a very natural growth for us. Firstly, we were born in Malaysia. So our hometown is in Dungun, Terengganu. It is true, because when you talk about Singapore and Malaysia, though they are very different countries, but you can see a lot of Singaporeans living here and vice versa. So when we're growing our tech platform, the most natural people who would want to live in Singapore and Singaporeans to live is in Malaysia. And that's why our first country. Over here, we think that the biggest problem we have to solve here is to put things into a more systematic and trustworthy manner. Because there's this system that is existing in the market where the agents are freelancers. Mm-hmm. So let's say I close a deal and 90% goes to me and 10% commission goes to my company. They do a split. But what we do at Oh My Home is we have our in-house agents, and we use our tech system to manage and our entire tech team and our sales team, mm-hmm. to ensure that every single step of the way our client is well taken care of and accounted for. So at any point in time, if you are saying, like, okay, hey, you know, I want to make sure if my agent is meeting me at 2 o'clock, and let's say you text him at 12 and he's not responding, he could be driving. And then we'll respond to you immediately because we have everything on our system.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, over here in Malaysia, Klang Valley, the news is always about the supply glut. People are having issues. The banks are having issues. This is the problem that we're here to assist with, because if you're not able to sell your homes, if you don't know what to do about your homes, now that's when you actually need genuine, trustworthy help. And that's how we see Oh My Home being able to empower Malaysian homeowners or home seekers to have a transparent, simple, fast and affordable platform for their use, you know, that they can understand. So a lot of times people ask us, why now? You know, it's not the best of times. And I'm like, but it's the best of times. This is when people need help. Mm. You know what? When people are not needing help, they don't need your solution. Mm.
You see an opportunity in the dark days in the property space in Malaysia at the moment. So when you're, besides Malaysia, are you looking at any other countries from the funding that you got in the Series A last December?
We will, for Series A, only be in Malaysia.
Right, okay.
Yes, because we are very focused on being operationally smooth. Because when it comes to property transaction, it's not just about, oh, you know, having a presence. We want to make sure, even though we're already in Singapore and we've transacted more than 2,000 properties in Singapore, but still, Malaysia is unique. We need to understand that the rules and regulations are different, people's needs are different. And when it comes to property, every single geographical region, if you come to like this block of condo, is different from the neighboring block of condo. Mm-hmm. So we need to understand this, and this takes time.
Mm. How do you reach out to attract the consumers or the customers, especially back in 2016, where, you know, people may still be skeptical in using things like this? It may be a little bit new. Now, obviously, we're a lot more comfortable, but now you have a different kind of challenge. Is there are many different types of players who are probably doing more or less about the same thing in terms of finding a property, buying a property online or using an app. Talk to me about the challenge of getting people to buy in and to use Oh My Home back in 2016. And also now, you know, here, you're here in Malaysia and also in Singapore. How are you, you know, fighting against the other kind of like-minded services?
it's a lot better here than when we first started. Everyone's so welcoming here. Not just, we're talking about real estate developers. Sam Dabi as a real estate developer has been super supportive. So they're happy to help us reach out to their consumers, to let them know that, you know, a good trustworthy service is in town. Mm. We have partners who are in property facilities management services who are excited to be able to have a solution for their consumers, you know, to get them agents or services to buy, sell or rent. So I think the welcome here has been stronger. When we first started in Singapore, we actually went door to door to tell people about us because we didn't have marketing budget. Hmm. We didn't have anything. It was just Race and I.
It was just our own seed funding.
Wow.
Yeah. So we actually got 20 interns from the university and we'll go door knocking, giving out flyers, giving out ice cream to get people to, you know, list on Oh My Home. But you have to imagine when we first started, the entire app is empty. There was no listing because there wasn't any other platforms out there that was the same. So we couldn't like copy any listings from any other platforms. So it's really one by one.
Mm. And you also became the number one home app for HDB flats in Singapore as well. Like, talk to us about that journey and how did that happen and what year was this? Like, I remember reading an article about it and that happened pretty quickly.
Yes, it was 4 months after our launch.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think by then we already had a team. When Race and I first started out, it was around May of 2016. That's when we had a beta version and we went door knocking, introducing the app. You'll be surprised we still do that. We did that 2 weeks ago, personally with our families. Yes. But it's no longer about getting listings. It was really because we like to be out there to meet our consumers at least once a year, you know, because sometimes you get so busy in the office at meetings and, you know, you don't meet your customers anymore. And we love seeing them because they're the reason we exist.
And it's actually really a good thing that, you know, when we first started in the first 4 months, we became the number one mass market housing app in Singapore. Because when you're thinking of an idea, you would think that, oh, you know, people might want this, they might want this. But when people actually use it, it was a great sense of like validation to tell us that, yes, we have to actually invest more time and money into this.
Mm. It's working. Yes.
And despite it being a digital company, you know, you still actually would do the door-to-door kind of face-to-face marketing and stuff because that is a way to build trust.
Yes. We believe in this, like head in the clouds, feet on the ground.
Right.
Yes. No matter like if you can be a 100 million valuation company, we still have to be on the ground to understand the people we're serving.
Mm. Last year, it was reported that you have implemented machine learning to help accelerate home sales. So tell me a little bit. I'm sure in 2016, you know, did you have thoughts that, you know, AI and machine learning is actually going to help you to speed up the processes and stuff? And then now it becomes such a norm. Everyone's using it for their SEO searches and stuff. How exactly are you using AI and machine learning in the property space to help to find, you know, match buyers and sellers together?
Yes, so machine learning and AI are something that's still in the works. So we're still working on it. And how we're making use of it is we want to simplify how people interact with our app. Let's say you post 10 pictures. Instead of having you to list, this is the living room, this is bedroom, this is kitchen, we want to like identify and label all these pictures for you. And we actually have this list of people who are looking and searching for a place to buy or rent. And instead of you like sifting through the entire list, what we want to do is use machine learning and to match and AI to match these people to the listings that we have. Because right now, like after you have listed your property on Oh My Home, you're thinking, okay, I'll just have to wait. But what if I can send you a list of 10 potential buyers right now? It would, you know, make it faster. Mm. It will be more efficient and it will be more interesting for people who is trying to sell urgently.
Yep.
And the other thing that we're implementing for AI will be chatbots. So we are actually trying our best to answer our chat rooms on Messenger, on WhatsApp, on our web and app.
We didn't like chatbots because they were not very smart.
Yeah. Yes, for 24/7, but there are times when we are sleeping, but people might be searching, still requires answer. And that's when we want our chatbot to answer the questions immediately. For example, you might say that, hey, I've already found a tenant, what's my next step? chatbot can answer you. You know, just download this contract right now and this checklist, and this is how you go about doing it.
Mm. Well, what AI can do with chatbots today is that they can process natural language. So it's very different from, so you asked in 2016, did we think of all this? We had this dream and idea of what we wanted, but sometimes the technology wasn't available, the funds were not available. But now that we can build all of these things, then we can make what we want come true. Because as consumers, I don't like to talk to a chatbot that doesn't give me the answer.
Yeah.
So we always have real humans, real professionals powering all the Q&A.
Mm.
Yeah.
And finally, you know, like, do you label yourself now as a technology first company, as a tech first company, because you're obviously going to be looking at raising more funds to expand to different areas in the near future and do more stuff with it? Or do you call yourself as more of a player in the property space first that utilizes technology, which is more exciting or interesting in your perspective, and also going to speak to, you know, investors and fundraisers, where, you know, do you put yourself as we are a technology first company? Because you dabble with AI and machine learning.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely is a technology company. I would say that if you were looking at Amazon, Alibaba, you can see all these tech companies going O2O. Of online to offline, and that's what we are doing. Mm. So we started out as a platform, and then we introduced offline services because we have to recognize that people need human touch when it comes to certain services. And even when now buying clothes,
yeah,
they are having like real shops for people to, you know, feel the clothes now. Mm. Because I think it is an integrated 360 experience that we're looking at.
All right. And what's next for Oh My Home? Are you setting a target for the Malaysian numbers? Are you looking at, you know, what are you going to achieve in the next year and so?
We were looking at having 100 listings within the first week of our launch. Mm. And we've already hit that so quite early on. So we're happy with that. So next target, 1,000 listings, 100 transactions.
By the end of the year or?
Just in the next 1 or 2 months.
Wow, okay. All right. Rhonda and Race, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. So all the best to you guys. And
thanks, Jeff.
You know, hopefully we'll bring you guys back in and see what's changed in the year 2020.
Thank you very much.
That was Race Wong and Rhonda Wong, the co-founders of Oh My Home. And if you miss any parts of this interview, you can download the podcast. It's available on the BFM website, or better yet, get the BFM app. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and this has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9. And now it's time for your TM1 Tech Minute. Legacy systems. They're a lot more commonplace than people think. It's important to remember that those legacy systems were once cutting edge. Companies invested time and resources, developed tailored apps, and scaled their operations around these platforms. Many businesses may decide that it's more effective to support outdated solutions, despite the escalating cost of patching, securing them, and connecting them, than to upgrade. New technologies bring the promise of transformation and renewal, but carry the risk of upsetting the status quo that underpins your bottom line. TM1 offers a full suite of business and outsourcing solutions that are commercially tested and future-proof, equipping your business for tomorrow. Made possible by TM1. And that was your TM1 Tech Minute.
Tech Talk, made possible by TM1. To learn more, visit tm1.com.my.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.